In Nashville, good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News. Tennessee law enforcement will be required to hold people for ICE under a proposal passed by the state legislature. Lawmakers changed the measure this week to only affect local law enforcement with a formal agreement with ICE. But Democratic Senator Jeff Yarbrough argues that because another measure will require all law enforcement to partner with ICE, that the bill would apply to all sheriff's offices and police departments.
This is creating a scenario where we're passing significant costs on to county governments.
The initial statewide cost would estimate was over $5 million. The bill's sponsor, Republican Brent Taylor, says the comparison isn't fair.
We have no idea whether that bill will pass or not.
The bill now heads to the governor for his approval. The Memphis church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech is getting a makeover. A federal grant of more than $1 million will be used to upgrade technology and long-term improvements to Mason Temple, which was built in 1945. Mason Temple was a hub for many civil rights activities in the 1950s and 60s. King made his I've Been to the Mountaintop address there. Separately, more than $3 million will go towards restoring the Claiborne Temple. That's where sanitation workers staged the strike that brought King to Memphis. The two churches were located near the former Lorraine Motel where King was assassinated in April of 1968.